Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. If you are listening to the podcast on release day, Sunday, June 20th, summer starts today. Summer means so many things, but for millions, it means spending long days on the beach, your feet in the sand, the sound of the waves, the nice summer breeze, and sharks?
Mailbag!
Me and my mom love your podcast and learning all kinds of things. I really love sharks and learning shark facts. We thought your episode about megalodons was interesting. My favorite shark is the bull shark, and I want to get curious about bull sharks. Thanks again for keeping us curious. From Joey of Oxford, Pennsylvania.
That's an awesome email, Joey. We can't wait to get curious about sharks for you. Sharks are so amazing, so interesting, and so scary.
Well, they are amazing and interesting for sure, but hopefully, after we talk a bit about sharks, they will be a lot less scary. Something happened in 1975, which was 46 years ago, and ever since that thing happened, people have been scared of having a shark encounter in the ocean.
The question of the week is, what happened in 1975 that made people scared of sharks ever since?
While you were thinking about the answer, let's discover the fascinating world of sharks. Sharks have been around for more than 300 million years, which means that they existed before dinosaurs.
There are over 400 different types of sharks today. They come in all different shapes and sizes.
The biggest shark is called the whale shark. Whale sharks can grow as long as 46 feet. The smallest shark is called the spined pygmy shark, which are only about 7 or 8 inches long.
A 46-foot shark sounds terrifying. I bet whale sharks are scary.
You would think so, right? It turns out that whale sharks are really gentle. Sure, they are massive, so their size alone would probably be scary. But they are harmless, unless you are a plankton. Are you a plankton?
Nope, I'm a human, just like you.
Oh, good. So you have nothing to worry about. Whale sharks eat mostly plankton. They don't have sharp teeth like many of the feared sharks do. All they do is keep their mouths open while they swim and snack on any small creatures that end up in their mouths like plankton.
If there are so many different kinds of sharks, do they all have anything in common?
They do. First off, shark skeletons are not made from bone. They are made from something called cartilage.
Cartilage is the same stuff that your nose and ears are made from.
That's right. So this makes the shark's body really flexible and lightweight. Rays, like stingrays, also have skeletons made from cartilage instead of bone. Most other fish have bone skeletons.
The way sharks move through the water is awesome.
It's also very different from how other fish move around. With most fish, they get around by adjusting their buoyancy, which is just a fancy word for explaining how well something floats or sinks. If something is very buoyant, it floats. If it isn't buoyant, it sinks. Most fish have something called a swim bladder. When the fish puts oxygen in its swim bladder, it becomes more buoyant, so it goes up. If it squeezes gas out, it becomes less buoyant and starts to go down.
Sharks' bodies are designed more like airplanes. The shark swings its tail back and forth to move it forward.
And then the shark is able to use its fins to move up and down. When the fins on each side of the shark's body are up, the shark moves up. If their fins are down, the shark moves down.
Sharks also have one or two fins on their back that help them keep balanced and stable.
Between the cartilage skeleton, the strong tail whipping back and forth, and the fins that sharks use like airplane wings, sharks can move like no other fish can.
They can swim fast, turn sharply, and stop at an instant. This makes them really good at hunting their prey.
They can go from just hanging around to swimming at about 25 miles per hour with just a few beats of their tail. Not only that, but they have very strong senses that allow them to sense everything going on around them.
Their sense of smell is legendary. People say sharks can smell one drop of blood in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
I've heard that before, but recent studies suggest that it's not true. What we do know is that sharks can smell the odor of other animals from very, very far away, maybe even miles away. Also, they have an advantage that many humans don't. Their nasal cavities, that they use for smelling, are on opposite sides of their bodies. So when they smell something interesting, they can tell which direction that something can be found in.
Humans can't do that because our nostrils are right next to each other.
Exactly. And sharks have other strong senses as well. Sharks can hear very well and can sense pitches that are much lower than what humans can detect. Many sharks can see their surroundings without much effort because, like their nasal cavities, their eyes are also far apart.
Especially with hammerhead sharks, their eyes are really, really far apart.
Sharks also have some other really interesting senses that allow them to sense vibrations around them. These vibrations make it easier to detect predators and prey.
What I'm worried about is their sense of taste.
Well, you may be surprised to know that most sharks are pretty picky eaters. When they start to eat something, they usually take a test bite. They will take a taste of a food to see if it's yummy. If it is, they'll continue eating. If they don't enjoy their test bite, they swim away.
I also like taking a test bite if I'm not sure if I will like the food.
That's true, but your test bites are a little different than a shark test bite. Sometimes, after you take a test bite, it's hard to even notice that you've taken a bite. Your test bites are itty-bitty.
But when a shark takes a test bite, it means business.
Different sharks have different teeth that are designed for the way they eat, but shark teeth are very different from human teeth. Unlike humans, who keep their adult teeth, sharks are constantly losing and growing teeth. This makes sure that their teeth are always in great biting condition. Sharks can grow as many as 50,000 teeth in their lifetimes.
There are sharks that have teeth that are long and sharp like needles, including bull sharks. That's Joey's favorite shark.
And there is a good reason why Joey probably loves bull sharks. They are super interesting. They use their really sharp teeth to eat things like bony fish, stingrays, turtles, dolphins, or even other bull sharks.
There are sharks with flat teeth that they use to grind their food. Nurse sharks have flat teeth.
These sharks eat stuff like bivalves, which are freshwater creatures that can be found in a shell, like clams, mussels, and oysters. They also enjoy eating crustaceans, like crabs, lobsters, and shrimp.
The most feared sharks have sharp, pointy lower teeth and triangular upper teeth, including their famous great white shark.
Great white sharks are the most feared shark. They are to sharks what the T-Rex is to dinosaurs. They use their teeth, which are serrated like knives, to tear into their prey, biting off pieces as they eat. But do great white sharks really deserve the reputation that they have?
They don't. Great white sharks aren't even the most dangerous shark.
Researchers tested the bite force of several different sharks, including the great white shark. An 8-foot-long great white had a bite force of 360 pounds. It turns out that a 9-foot-long bull shark had an even greater bite force of 478 pounds. Pound for pound, bull sharks have a stronger bite than the great white.
Not only that, but people are more likely to get bit by a bull shark than a great white.
Even though more great white attacks have been reported, experts believe that many of those attacks came from bull sharks.
Why do they think that?
Well, there are three reasons. First, bull sharks are more likely to be hanging out in shallow water where the shark attacks happen. Second, bull sharks are generally more aggressive and territorial, so their personalities also make it more likely that they would attack. Third, and this one is a biggie, many bull sharks are misidentified as great white sharks.
That's because they are not as well known as great white sharks, and also because they look a lot alike.
Exactly. The statistics we have on shark attacks are not exact, because we rely on the feedback we get from the victim of the shark bite and anybody that may have witnessed it. If you are getting bit by a shark, or see someone getting bit by a shark, you probably won't spend much time trying to identify the type of shark.
Hey Sharky, I know you're biting me, but can I ask you a question? Are you a great white shark or a bull shark?
Yeah, you probably won't be asking questions. And if you do, the shark won't answer because it doesn't speak English. Bottom line, chances are that many of the reports of great white shark attacks were actually caused by bull sharks.
Even though shark attacks do happen, they are very, very rare. So we shouldn't be scared of sharks at all.
Sharks have more reason to be afraid of us than we have to be afraid of them. On average, there are 16 shark attacks in the United States per year. On the other hand, millions of sharks are killed by humans every year. That happens because sharks are caught accidentally when trying to trap other fish to eat, or because people eat shark meat in some places. Shark liver oil and shark cartilage is also used in some medical products.
Many shark attacks on humans are probably because the shark thought the human was something else.
And after the shark takes its test bite and realizes that it's not eating what it thought, it usually just swims away. Other animals we aren't scared of, like cows, deer, and hippos, are actually more likely to severely hurt us than sharks.
Now that we know that sharks aren't all that scary, I wonder why people are so scared of them.
You aren't going to believe why. Let's answer the question of the week. What happened in 1975 that made people much more afraid of sharks, even though the chances of being attacked by a shark are less than getting struck by lightning?
The movie Jaws came out in 1975.
In the movie Jaws, there is a great white shark attacking people trying to enjoy their summer on the beach. Since the movie came out and made a big splash with $472 million at the box office, people have feared the great white shark.
While we are talking about Jaws, here's a fun Jaws fact. Sharks can move their top and bottom jaws.
That might not sound impressive, but humans can't do that. Humans can only move their bottom jaws. The ability for sharks to move both jaws makes their bite force even stronger. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 142 on sharks.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Joey, for the fearsome topic suggestion. Joey sent his suggestion to us on Facebook. If you aren't doing so already, you should check out Curious Kid Podcast on Facebook so you can have more access to Curious Kid Podcast. Next week, we will be getting curious about crying for a listener in Queen Creek, Arizona. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.